Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're so glad to have you as a listener. Today's topic is, Who Does God Say You Are? We'll be right back with a brief message from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Who Does God Say You Are? Written by Laura Bailey. Read by Laura Bailey. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. John 1, 11 through 13. Friendships that once offered relief began to be the source of strife. Once friendly chatter was replaced with girl gossip. Best friends transform into playground nemesis overnight. Trying to hold back the flood of tears forming in her eyes, my daughter asked, "I don't understand. What's wrong with me?" The last few weeks had been a series of ups and downs as my daughter navigated life in her new world as a tween. I was filled with compassion for her because even as an adult, I still asked myself the same question. Why don't those moms at playgroup talk to me? Why can't I just lose these last few pounds and look like her? Why do I feel like I can barely keep my head above water and she sails through life? What's wrong with me? How often do we question how God created us based on what we feel or how others treat us? These questions, often prompted by hurtful circumstances, drive us to the deeper questions we are all asking. Who am I? Do I matter? Am I significant? God doesn't leave us stuck wondering what's wrong with us. He tells us who we are in His Word. Loved. See what great love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. 1 John 3:1. Chosen. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. 1 Peter 2:9. Forgiven. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. Redeemed. He is so rich in kindness and grace that He purchased our freedom with the blood of His Son and forgave our sins. Ephesians 1:7. New creation. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Holy. And by that will, we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. Hebrews 10:10. Set apart. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8:38 39. Temple of the Holy Spirit. Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in your midst? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person, for God's temple is sacred, and you together are that temple. 1 Corinthians 3:16-17. God's handiwork. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Ephesians 2:10. The struggle to rest confidently in our identity in Christ starts at a young age, and for a lot of women continues to be a battle into adulthood. But our Heavenly Father loves His children, knits them in their mother's womb, Psalm 139:13-14, and knows the number of hairs on their heads, Luke 12:7. It is painful as a mother to watch my daughter go through the challenges of growing up. My inner mama bear wants to protect her from all hurt and pain. Unfortunately, I can't shield her from all of it. However, I can use these moments as great opportunities to remind her of what God says about her. Remember what God says about who you are when those questions creep in, whether it's on the playground, in the school cafeteria, during mom and me story time, or in the boardroom. Remember, only God defines you. Cling tightly to the truths found in Scripture and walk confidently into the life you are called. Ephesians 4:1. Intersecting faith and life. Has there ever been a time when the words someone spoke over you became lies you believed or sources of doubt? Maybe you were told you were heavy as a child and you always see yourself that way in the mirror. Did a teacher say that you were a slower learner and now you accept that as truth? What lies have you believed in the past about yourself? Take a few moments and write down those lies, then find truth from Scripture to refute this broken narrative. Pray God would help you remember and understand your true identity in Him. For further reading, what does God say about our identity? And 1 John 3:1-3.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
What do you do when your world is falling apart? How do you march when it would be easier to stay where you are and die? Join me every week on the March or Die podcast, and we'll discuss that and so much more.